Eye on the Arctic, views from the north, I'm Elise Quinn. Now, the website Barents Observer has been an important source of Arctic news for readers since its first incarnation in 2002 as Barents News. Now, the bilingual English-Russian site covered a range of northern issues, but specialized in the Norwegian and Russian Arctic. But this year, Barents Observer became a story itself when editorial staff went public after owners refused to formally adopt a set of journalistic principles that would have presented outside interference from the reporting and news gathering. Their editor, Thomas Nilsson, was fired in September. And recently, a report has emerged that pressure from Russia contributed to the owner's decision. Now, it's a complicated story, but an important one. So we've invited a guest today to help us make sense of it. Thomas Strand is an investigative TV journalist for Norway's public broadcaster, NRK. He's also the reporter that broke that story about Russian involvement in the Barents Observer controversy. We reached him on the phone in Oslo. Thomas Strand, hello.
Hello.
Let's start with Barents Observer itself. What was unique about it? And tell us a little bit, just briefly, what role it played in journalism and Arctic journalism in Norway?
Barents Observer and especially its editor, Thomas Nilsson, has done a lot of very good reporting through many years on the relationship between Norway and Russia in the north. This is a topic in Norwegian media that is not very, very good covered. This Barents Observer has done an impressive job in doing journalism in a field that is very important for Norway. And, of course, is also very difficult because it has to do with the relationship between Norway and Russia. And, of course, that is a difficult relationship. And the relationship between Norway and Russia has become even more difficult because of the sanctions from the West towards Russia, because of the Crimea invasion and the war in Ukraine.
And we'll get into how that might play a role in all of this in just a bit. But I wanted just to go back a few months. Now, I understand the initial tension between the editorial staff and Barents Observer owners began over the issue, and help me if this is the right way to translate it in English, something called the rights and duties of the editor. Can you tell our international listeners that may not be familiar with this, tell us a little bit about what it is and what role it plays in journalism in Norway?
It is, to put it in a simple way, it is a code of ethics that you have to apply with if you are an editor. And all newspapers sites in Norway have this code of ethics. And the editor of Barents Observer, he asked for also Barents Observer to have this code of ethics. Because it would make it easier for the staff, the journalists, to travel to Russia on press visas. Without this code of ethics, it would have been maybe dangerous also to travel for the staff in Russia. So the editor asked for this code of ethics to be applied for the Barents Observer, and the owner said no. And the owner here is not a usual owner. It's not a commercial owner. It's the three Nordic counties in Norway that owns Barents Observer. And that is, of course, a special constellation. And so it's owned by the three northern counties. And they are, of course, occupied with having a good relationship between the northern Norway and the northern part of Russia. So it's the trouble started there, I think, that Barents Observer were writing things that made the Russians react. They didn't like the content of some of the articles in Barents Observer. And of course, this message was brought to politicians in the north. And we don't know, but maybe Russian pressure also has something to do with this story. That we can't document that, we can't prove it, but maybe that is a part of the story.
But you were the journalist that broke this. What were you able to find out?
We have done several stories on this. We did one story where we told that the Russian security police, FSB, the former KGB, had contacted a Norwegian official and said that Biden's observer had to be silenced because the Biden's observer damaged the relations between Norway and Russia. That was the message. We don't know if that message has something to do with the fact that the board in Biden's secretariat, who owns Biden's observer, didn't apply this code of ethics for Biden's observer. And the editor of Biden's Observer was also sacked. We don't know if there are any connections between the Russian pressure and what happened to the editor and Biden's Observer. But one can, of course, have a suspicion about this, that there are a connection.
But the source that spoke to you about this pressure, it's a reliable source.
Of course.
You talked a little bit about the relationship with Norway and Russia. What are some of the bigger picture issues that the story brings up for you?
Let me put it this way. I think it's an interesting story because in Norway we are worried about Russian civil society. We are worried about opinions being oppressed. We are worried about that the free press is no longer free as it should be in Russia. And this affects the relationships between Norway and Russia. And of course, when you could argue that the most outstanding news site in Norway who covers Norwegian-Russian relations, when this media institution also has some problems with its press freedom, so to speak, then it is, of course, an interesting development. There are suspicions that the Russian pressure, maybe it has worked. That is the reasons why Biden's observer has got into these problems. And of course, it's interesting because in Norway, it's a big debate whether we shall take part in the sanctions against Russia, whether it's important. There's a big discussion concerning, especially in the north of Norway, there are many voices that say that we should do our utmost to hold good relations with Russia, and that maybe it's not correct of Norway to join on the sanctions. Maybe we should have another politic than the other NATO countries. So it's a very sensitive area, the relationships between Norway and Russia, because it is, of course, a big neighbor. And Norway is a very small country.
And Tormod Strand, where are we with this story now? What's the latest and sort of where is it going? Where do you see it going from here?
I think that the bigger debate when it comes to our relationship between Russia and Norway, it's very tense. And I don't know if you know, but we recently have had an influx of refugees from Syria, Afghanistan, Iraq, that are going through Russia and over the Norwegian-Russian border. Several thousand that have come that way. The Arctic Route, it's called. There are speculations on the Norwegian side that maybe this is from Russia to kind of punish Norway for taking part in the sanctions. That is, of course, again, speculations, but the relationship between Norway and Russia in the north is tense for the moment. And Biden's observer is in that bigger picture.
Tormod Strand, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, the same.